It's Friday, December 16th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Four Nigerian girls have been under arrest and off and on in jail for 3 months. The charge is publicly sharing their Christian faith with Muslim friends. Now, according to International Christian Concern, the four young girls, ages 15 to 18, have been released, but they may not be completely out of the woods just yet. The Worldview caught up with Sarah Solomon from ICC, and she says the girls' lives are still in jeopardy.
They are from a predominantly Muslim area, and so definitely there's been a mob that has attacked families and also threatened the girls as well as their families. They were just released today. The city needed to assign a patrol, you know, to escort them.
Solomon says the national government is hesitant to interfere on matters like this.
In this case, at first I actually thought maybe the government was not aware of it, you know, at the federal level, and that's why it has gotten to where it has gotten. But during my conversations with various offices within the federal government, and also in talking to the pastor where the children attend church, he said, you know, the federal government is aware of it. They actually did form a committee and come to the area. But because of the current political situation in Ethiopia, where there's a lot of uprising in the Oromia region, they chose to ignore it.
Congressman Frank Wolf's Religious Freedom Act is finally on the president's desk after 2.5 years. If the president signs the bill, the International Religious Freedom Ambassador will report directly to the Secretary of State, providing greater visibility to religious freedom issues. 100 lawmakers, including Marco Rubio from Florida, have sponsored the bill. A reference made to Jesus Christ in a Texas junior high is being treated as the most egregious form of heresy, and it wasn't even in a classroom. A school nurse's aide displayed a handmade poster of the Charlie Brown Christmas on her door, with Linus explaining the meaning of Christmas.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Back on December 7th, the school principal asked the nurse to take it down, and the district backed him up. But now, a district court judge says Deidre Shannon can put her poster back up with the additional text, quote, Ms. Shannon's Christmas message, unquote. Jesus reminds us in Matthew 10, 32 and 33, Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. According to Pew Research, 75% of college graduates believe they have evolved out of lower life forms. Now, more research released by Rice University has found that 70% of American evangelicals do not believe in evolution. The Michigan State House has approved a bill that would stiffen the law prohibiting the sale of body parts from aborted babies within the state. The penalty could be as much as 5 years in prison, according to the Detroit News. This comes after an organization called the Center for Medical Progress revealed a series of videos depicting representatives of Planned Parenthood and others negotiating for the sale of baby body parts. The federal law that regulates the trade of baby body parts was authored by a liberal Democrat and allows great latitude for the macabre practice. Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano spent an hour with President-elect Donald Trump yesterday morning at Trump Tower, discussing Trump's first Supreme Court nomination who will replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia. The Worldview spoke with Alan Parker, president of the Justice Foundation, based in San Antonio, Texas, for his analysis.
I believe the selection of a nominee for the Supreme Court is the most important decision that President-elect Trump is making right now. I believe that he will select from the list of 21 nominees that he put out during the campaign. But I hope that he will pick the most pro-life judge from among that list of 21, someone with the courage and the boldness to reverse Roe v. Wade, because God hates the shedding of innocent blood. But the entire Constitution needs to be protected by a judge who's faithful to its original intent.
Parker explained why there are, legally speaking, no more unwanted children in America in 2016.
When Roe v. Wade is overturned, we're not going to go back to 1973. Every state in the Union has moved beyond 1973 to adopt safe haven laws, which means if a woman doesn't think she can take care of a child, which is the usual reason for getting an abortion, she can simply drop that child off at a fire station or police station or hospital emergency room within a reasonable time after birth, usually 30, 60, or 90 days, depending on the state. The state will then take care of that child until a loving home is found or until the child reaches the age of 18. There are no unwanted children anymore in America legally. That means the Supreme Court can say to women, don't kill the child, don't injure yourself. Instead, let us help you take care of that child. We as a society will bear the burden. We can have a just society. In fact, I think that's what God requires of us, to do justice and to love mercy and walk humbly with our God. It's justice for the child who is a human being and should not be killed. It's mercy for the mother who says, I can't take care of this child. And it's walking humbly with our God by respecting human life made in the image of God.
Guilty. That's the verdict for Dylan Roof, who murdered 9 African Americans at a Bible study at a church in Charleston, South Carolina last year. The court will consider a death penalty verdict now for Roof. In his publicly posted manifesto, Roof explained his motive for the murders and confessed to believing in a Darwinian form of eugenics, in which he said blacks and whites were as different as animal species differ from each other. God commands, whoever kills a man shall be put to death. You shall have the same law for the stranger and for one from your own country. For I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 24, 21 and 22. Better bundle up, folks, because it's going to get really cold in America this week, with sub-zero temperatures throughout much of the United States. Weather.com reports that some of the northern states could see their coldest December temperatures in years. Stay warm and praise the Lord from the earth. Fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Psalm 148, verse 8. And that's the World View on this Friday, December 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ this season, remember the World View in your Christmas giving. You can make a donation online at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.